Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
And that, Andy, was complimentary football.
You got your offense, you got your defense, you got your special teams, you got yourself a victory.
And it all kind of worked, didn't it?
Man, are we going to be bummed when the draft comes around and we're two picks away from the quarterback we want? Oh, no! What? No, I'm happy. I'm happy for the way Shador played yesterday. So.
That's swell. It's terrific. Did a great job. I would certainly start him against San Francisco. And you had 10 sacks. 10 quarterback sacks.
Yes.
8 different Cleveland Browns were involved in sacks. How about that?
It's pretty exciting stuff, isn't it?
Well, it was nice.
Especially for a 3-win team.
It was nice to get a win.
It was nice.
Nice to have the guys win a game and a 13-game road losing streak. I mean, they lost 13 straight on the road. 0-5 on the season. The Raiders stink.
Okay? First rookie quarterback to get a win in the new era. And it's first start. I'll take that, too.
The Raiders stink. Okay, we all know that. Doesn't matter.
I don't know. They play in the NFL.
I was just going to say, it doesn't matter. They were on the schedule.
That's right.
You got to go beat them.
That is correct.
You know, the New York Jets stink, too. How'd that one turn out? Not as well.
Good. No, good point.
So, congratulations. You got to win. That's what it's all about. And there are obvious several things big about this football game. Number one, the defense. Number one, the offense quarterback play was better. I thought Shador did a nice job. I'm not ready to put up a statue yet. Nobody should be. And Tyvus in the postgame show, and he's going to join us at noon, said
statue
it really well.
Statue for Miles? I'd give Miles a statue.
It wasn't for Miles.
Oh.
Let's see it again, and that's absolutely right. But there's no question. It was fun to watch the Browns get the ball down the field a couple of times. And it just seemed like the offense had some energy that it hasn't had at any point this season. Whether it was Joe Flacco, whether it was Dillon Gabriel, it seemed like the offense had some pop. And that was nice to see. Really, really nice throw by Shador on that play to Isaiah Bond.
It was nice.
Yeah, hit him in stride, too.
It was sweet.
So many on those, you see a quarterback throw it up and the mm-hmm. wide receiver has to come back, make a play, and, you know, nope, hit him in stride.
Rhythm.
Right, like you're supposed to.
Digging it. We're going to have to hire security for the phone lines if Kevin Stefanski says he's going back to Gabriel next week, if he's healthy,
well,
aren't we?
Can
we get security for the phone lines?
Can I shed a little light on that?
Please.
I will.
Okay.
In the postgame yesterday, Kevin was asked who's starting moving forward, and he was noncommittal, correct?
The quote is, I'm not going to get into that. Obviously proud of Sanders, in parentheses. I'm proud of this offense. There are a ton of things to learn from, but I'm going to worry about today.
Okay, can I just throw a thought at you?
Fire away.
Who should hear first that Dillon Gabriel wouldn't start coming up against San Francisco? The media and all Browns fans listening to the press conference on the postgame show or wherever they might, or Dillon Gabriel?
Dillon Gabriel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And do you think Kevin had a chance to tell him, walking off the field, hey, Dillon, you're not getting the start this week. So don't give Kevin grief for not making a commitment to Shador for the San Francisco game.
No, and he didn't double down on it either. He was just kind of like, let's worry about today and we'll get to tomorrow. Yeah. I didn't think it was – I think the way he handled it was correct. Why? Were there – did people call in yesterday that were mad?
Absolutely.
That he didn't just say he should start next week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they need to know before the guy who
before
might not
be
starting?
Might not be starting, yeah.
And then did you get the you can't lose your job because of injury phone call?
No.
Oh, you didn't get that? That's
no,
interesting.
Well, that's because people don't back Dylan very much. You know, I tell me if this theory is wrong by me. There's no question it's pro sports and guys are competing for playing time. Guys are competing for jobs. Ultimately, they're competing for money. Correct?
That is correct.
I don't think the quarterback situation in Cleveland should be a competition among Browns fans.
Well, that's interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shador went out and did a really solid job yesterday, and the offense had more energy than it's had all season long. Outstanding. You know why? Because he's the guy wearing the white helmet.
Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, okay? I just don't ever remember Browns fans being so... There's always been a love affair for the backup quarterback, but it's always just been kind of this quaint love affair off on the side.
It's never been
until
as fired up as this one is.
Until they drafted Johnny Manziel, I don't ever remember watching Browns fans get so divided on the quarterback controversy.
That's true, too. Yep,
when they brought that idiot in here, and the guy that never opened his playbook, and the fans who were on, you know... Johnny Football's bandwagon without really seeing him play and just arguing and wanting to yell and scream about how he should be playing over. It was over Brian Hoyer, right? And yeah. It was truly a test of the fans' will, I think, at that point, because we had super loud voices that, you know, now I would bury my head in the sand saying that you led the charge for Johnny Manziel, who never opened the playbook. I mean, it's embarrassing. And against a guy who was from Cleveland playing quarterback, whether Brian Hoyer was going to lead this team to a Super Bowl at some point, it's not part of the thing. It's just I just never had seen Clevelanders turn on a Clevelander like that before. And so I really think that, like, we never had these things prior to that. I don't know. Am I on an island on that?
No, I would agree with you on that. And it feels a little bit that way now. You know, I thought Dylan Gabriel, from the time he started this year until he got concussed and didn't play the second half against Baltimore, I thought he had made some progress. And there are a lot of factors here. To me, the bottom line is this. Wouldn't it be great to have two young quarterbacks who you are at least interested in?
Yes.
One of them doesn't have to be good, and one of them has to stink. How about if we have two good ones? Figure it out. Trade one down the road. Figure it out. If I'm Kevin Stefanski, if I'm the organization, there's no way I'm not starting Shador against San Francisco on Sunday. There's no way. And there's also no way I'm going to forget about Dylan Gabriel. And if Shador has a bad game or three, I mean, I'd give him a look. Give him a, you know, this could be his time. Go out and give him some run. And if it doesn't go well for a couple of games or whatever, then bring Dylan back in. You're trying to figure out what you have moving forward. And I know a lot of folks have already made their decision on Dylan Gabriel based on the sample size that we've seen so far. That's okay. You're allowed to. I'm sure the Browns haven't. I'm sure they're still interested in him. Remember, they ultimately liked him more than Shador. They wouldn't have taken him ahead of him.
I agree.
So I'm sure they want to see more of him. But man, we should all see more of Shador.
I thought
he wasn't great yesterday, Andy, but I thought he did a really nice job, especially in his first NFL start, and the offense had pep and pop and some enthusiasm that it hasn't had all year.
I thought you started the postgame show off the right way yesterday. I want to see more. I just want to see more.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, how could you not?
Why would you not?
Yeah. Did they get over 20 points? Yes. Did he throw for over 200 yards? Well, that's not the gold standard. It's still a standard.
Thank you, Dylan Sampson.
Yeah, it's a standard to get to, and I think that was a really good achievement yesterday. I want to see more. I before I'm going to sit here and say don't draft a quarterback next year, which I don't want them to. Like, nothing would make me happier than if Shador won the job, no questions asked for the end of the season, And that way they could go out and they could look at the situation and say, okay, we need offensive line. We need a wide receiver. And even if he, I don't even know that he has to make it to the franchise quarterback statement. He needs to be a good quarterback that can help you win next year, maybe the same way he did
yesterday. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yesterday. But you also are in line then, if you don't want to take a quarterback in the first round, that you do give Arch Manning another year, that you might be looking at Julian saying 2 years from now. I really don't want to go down that road yet.
Or Andy, Lenora Sellers or Ty Simpson at Bama. I mean, but there you're are talking a lot
about,
of guys.
Yeah, but you're talking about next year. I'm talking about 2 years from now.
Those guys can all go back.
Could. It's I don't know
just,
if they should,
it's
though.
It's not just Arch Manning.
Right.
You know, I mean, there are a bunch of quarterbacks that can go back. And so if you can kick that down the road and get a longer look at Shador.
Yes.
At Dylan.
Yes.
Deshaun Watson has a year under contract. I mean, you have three viable quarterbacks on the roster right now. And if one of them becomes more viable by the end of the year, terrific. I think ideally it would be awesome if you could figure out that one of these guys is good enough to be your starter next year.
Yes.
And then give him another year to figure this thing out.
Right. And the other part of that, too, that I kept thinking about was, okay, say you still have say you have a top 10 pick. I'll be super optimistic.
Probably good chance you will.
Now, maybe you're splitting off that top 10 pick again, like you did last year, so that you have two first-round picks this year. And perhaps two first-round picks next year.
I think that would be, it could be ideal.
It's a good way to grow the team.
Yeah, the coaching staff will take a look at everything that happened yesterday. All we know is this. The pass to Isaiah Bond, that was a big-time throw. Okay? The interception, absolutely atrocious. The swing pass to Dylan Sampson, congratulations to Dylan. You took a little pass and you took it 66 yards. You can't give Shador a ton, you know, you can't say what a great pass that was, but it was on the money. He did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Hey, even the Jerry Judy pass,
yeah, that was a nice play.
Was a good play until Jerry forgot that he was on the field and thought the play was over or was trying to make some kind of a move, or maybe he thought he was closer to the sideline. I have no idea what he was thinking on that.
Browns go to 3-8. They had lost 13 straight road games, Andy. They had lost three in a row overall. They had lost five straight games to the Raiders. And all of those streaks came to an end yesterday. Myles Garrett, knocking on the door of history. He has 18 sacks on the season.
Which is the most ever in NFL history through 11 games.
With six games to go.
Yeah. That's amazing.
The official sack record in the National Football League is 22.5 sacks. And it's set by Michael Strahan and J.J. Watt. So Miles needs 4.5 sacks to tie the record, 5 to break the unofficial record, or the official record. The unofficial record is 23 sacks, held by Al Bubba Baker.
Bubba!
And sacks became an official NFL stat in 1982. Odd to think that they didn't keep it before then, but they didn't. The unofficial record is 23 by Bubba. So if Miles gets 5.5 sacks over the next six games, it takes care of everything. The amazing thing is the stretch that he's been on right now, 13 sacks in his last four games. That's a good season.
That is amazing.
That's a good season. 13 sacks.
Yes.
In his last four games.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. I watch it and I'm just like, and what's fun is even when your offense stinks, you're like scoring points with Myles Garrett or anybody else on the defensive front. Cause yeah. I thought everybody played well yesterday. It wasn't just,
well, you know, eight different Browns were credited with at least part of a sack yesterday.
Ooh, man.
Isn't that, that's impressive.
You can't really complain about your offensive line when you're looking at the Raiders. And by the way, Chip Kelly won't have to look at his offensive line anymore.
Offensive coordinator Chip Kelly fired.
Yes.
Late last night by the Raiders.
That's a tough call. You're going to let him go after that performance. You played one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Well, I heard our friend Mike Florio this morning say this, and I thought, boy, that's right on the money. Remember the last game they played, and Ashton Gentry had 6 carries for 7 yards, I believe is what it was. And Florio made the point that decision was probably made after that game, but it was a Monday night short week, and they probably didn't want to can him before the Browns game.
Oh, I see.
Because it was a short week.
Maybe.
But it was probably a week in the making, and then it didn't do any better yesterday.
Yeah.
They weren't very good. All of these players.
I wonder if Chip will go back or try to do something with Ohio State for the rest of the year. I wouldn't be surprised if Ryan brought him back for just an advisor or something.
Out?
Yeah, just kind of an advisor or something.
I would. If you're Brian Hartline, you want a guy looking over your shoulder?
No, but I think Brian has grown into his own skin on this thing, and he's done a fantastic job. So
I do too.
I would feel confident if I were him.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd bring him back just for that reason. Although he has such ties to Ryan Day, going back to
it's hard not coaching
player
see
in college.
It.
Yeah, I do too. I can see that.
It's a matter of just kind of know if Chip did end up going back there, that know your role. Hey, Brian, you got any questions? I'm here for you. Otherwise, I'd love to just talk technique with the guys on the field. But
there you go.
You know what? You haven't lost the game this year, so I don't know how much more I can talk about it.
Devin Bush had a sack. Isaiah McGuire, Cam Thomas, Miles had 3. Mike Hall, half a sack. Malik Collins, 2.5 sacks. Shelby Harris, half a sack. Jerome Baker, half a sack. The one thing that's really cool here, Andy, the defensive tackle play next to Miles has been really pretty good for most of the year, and that helps Miles. And remember, Alex Wright wasn't even in there yesterday.
How about when they were lining Miles up like
a middle linebacker?
Oh,
that was awesome.
Man.
That was really cool.
Why can't the offense put him in? Give him the ball. I want to watch him run.
No, I don't want his knees getting hit. Stay away. Stay away. The defense was really good. Now, I don't want to. We have to temper it all with, okay, the Raiders are a mess.
That's true.
But they were on the schedule. And this is what you were supposed to do against the Jets, and you didn't, Andy. So there's no reason to poo-poo any win. You were supposed to do this to the Jets. You didn't. You lost that football game. But you took care of business yesterday. And that's exactly what you were supposed to do. Larry is in Cleveland. Larry, first call of the day, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
I'd like to say, man, that...
Larry, do me a favor before you say anything. Take us off speakerphone. Thanks, man.
All right. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a little better. Yeah.
I'd like to say, man, that Ken had said a comment about red shirt and Shador, man. This is not college.
Who did?
Man, this is NFL. He's ready, man. He's just got to work on his craft more. And everybody got to stay hungry. This game, we won the game, which is good. He did make some progress.
Yeah,
most absolutely.
And he got high energy, and we need this right now. Everybody was so positive, man. We love this. It's his motivation. It's leadership. And most of all, man, we won the game. And we won. We almost had 30 points. How many players or quarterbacks we had that scored 30?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Points like that, and he just got in the game, starting over the playbook. Let's keep him motivated, man, and don't hold him back. Just go on the floor, let him. Njoku didn't have out of those touches yet. He got hit the tight ends, everybody, because most of all, he can't go long all the time, but most of all, we can win. And we got the best defense in the world, man. I want to know how many games we need to get in the playoffs. Let's have the goal.
One game at a time, Larry. One game at a time. Thank you. Got to win out.
Thanks, Larry Bark.
To even have a chance.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful, Larry. Jeff's in North Olmsted.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Happy Victory Monday.
How are you? Therapy Monday, but that's good.
I'm doing great. So, I'm hoping, Jeff, that you're not as grumpy as you were last week, because I want to say some nice things about Shadur. But I think that also what the bigger thing is we need to realize is this is game one. It's a progression, right? One thing that I will say about Shadur is, and I didn't see it as much in this game, is he wasn't running backwards for his life. He didn't take sacks for negative 15 yards, right?
Only sacked one time.
Yes, and he's obviously learning from his mistakes in that Baltimore game. It's going to be a progression. That throw running to the right was a dime, guys. That is an elite play. And what I like about that is he launched it, but why did we get Isaiah Bond? Because he can stretch the field and he can run under the football, right? That was a great play. So progression-wise, I think he's done everything we've asked him to do over this stretch. And I want to say we've asked him like it's me. It's not me, right? But everything that they've asked him to do, be prepared, study. Did you see the energy on that sideline from jump yesterday? They were playing different. And I don't know how that is not something that can't be touched on enough. Energy matters. Shadur has the it factor. I'm not a huge Skip Bayless fan. For some reason, I don't know what his tie is, probably because of Deion. He loves Shadur, and he's pretty high on him. And yesterday he was talking about his it factor and the intangibles, and that stuff really does matter. But one final point, I need to sound off on somebody, and it's Jerry Jeudy. I don't want cancers on my team. And Jerry Jeudy, I feel like we're going back to Denver Jerry Jeudy. It started with the press conference stuff this week. Listen, Shadur delivers a beautiful ball, and Andy, I think you said you weren't sure if he was looking for the sideline, if he's juking, whatever. I've watched that replay like 50 times. The only person in front of him was a guy that was being blocked by Isaiah Bond downfield on a stretch run. The other guy to the left of him was the guy he beat on the route. There was nobody there. If he just takes off running down the sideline, that's a potential touchdown. My issue with what happened was after the play. On the sidelines, Jeudy went to the bench, hung his head, he's pouting, he's trying to explain himself to whoever's sitting next to him, and Shadur, the rookie, being the leader he is, went to him and said, hey, it's all right, I got you. Jeudy should have went to Shadur and done that. That's my problem. There is a cultural issue on this team that needs to be fixed. We're progressing, and we can't take steps backwards like this, guys. Extremely frustrating. Shadur balled out. I can't wait to see what happens Sunday, and I haven't said that all year long. Have a great week, gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Jeff, thank you very much. And that's as an organization. Isn't that what you want? Can't wait to see the next game. Isn't that what you want?
Absolutely.
Before the game yesterday, Shadur met with Tiffany Blackman on the field, sideline reporter for CBS during the game, and she asked him a question. And Andy, I don't know if you heard, you'll love the response.
What do you hope to show against this Raiders defense, your teammates, yourself, and these Browns fans with your play today?
I'm who they've been looking for.
Follow me, keep winning. Absolutely. You are who I am looking for.
You can't, it's like, okay, I like that thought. Now, does it sound cocky?
It is the anti-Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, it sounds a little cocky.
It is.
Guess what?
Yeah.
This offense can use that.
Yeah.
This team can use that. They need somebody out there who can go ahead and back it up. Yesterday, I thought he did a really solid job. He wasn't stellar, wasn't outstanding, I don't think. But I thought he did a good job, especially in first NFL start. We want to see more.
I want more.
We want more.
It's like, I want my MTV. I want more Sanders. Let's see what we can see.
Petey's in Oberlin. Hello, Petey.
Petey!
Hey, fantastic. Good morning, fellas. Hey, morning. You know, there's almost 3.9 billion people on this planet. Feel the odds of you becoming an NFL player is you're more likely to hit the lottery than to become an NFL player. I just want to put that just into.
Well, you gotta cut that in half. You gotta cut that in half because so far, if you're female, they won't give you the opportunity. So you might as well
give
take
it time. Right,
that's true. Give it time. Yes.
Of course. But okay, so before all this, Shador starting the game, everyone was talking about the offensive line, right?
Mm-hmm.
How bad it was. You know, yesterday, not once since the game was played, anyone mentioned anything about the offensive line whatsoever. The offensive line was not even mentioned. See, that's what elite players do. They take what's bad and they just pick it up a little bit. Just they pick it up enough, you know, just enough just to get by. Now imagine this. Imagine with this kid, with the draft picks that are surrounded around him, okay? Imagine picking up them players that are coming in, the rookies that are already on the team, the veterans. Imagine when he picks when an elite player picks up them type of people. You know, and I will agree to this. If they would have started Shador and gave him every opportunity, I'm talking about from training camp and everything.
Petey.
I guarantee that we'll be in first place.
Okay,
and anyone else can that say whatever
I wanna,
you want,
and by the way, there were people, Petey, I listened to everything until I that's the second time I've heard in an hour because I caught the same phone call in the morning show. Not different person though. Really, does everyone remember what Joe Flacco did last time he was here? Remember how excited people were for Joe to start the season here? I understand Shador was here. I get it. But there was no one that was saying, don't start Joe Flacco, other than maybe Jeff saying that he wanted to see Pickett and maybe some folks that wanted to see that. If you had two veterans in camp and two guys that had never taken a snap in the NFL, all four of those guys, and you're Kevin Stefanski, you're going to look at Joe Flacco and say, you're my week one starter. Okay. Again, we don't have to be in a gigantic hurry to get a rookie playing time right away when you have a veteran quarterback on the team.
And let me go basking on you here because okay. You've said this and you're right. You don't have to rush a guy out on the football field. Let him develop a little bit. And I knew we'd get calls today. You know, you should have started Shador from week one. Maybe he wasn't anywhere near as mentally ready for the NFL as he was yesterday. So maybe they actually did him a service and let him learn the game a little bit more and put him on the field, giving him a better chance to maximize success.
The other thing that somebody said two phone calls ago was, you know, now he gets to learn the playbook. Yeah, I guess he does get to learn the playbook on the field, but I mean,
it's a different beast,
right?
You know,
but,
playing is,
you know, and Kevin kept saying he's doing great in the classroom, but I'm excited. I want to see more, but I mean, there's a part of you that. There's a little simmer down factor here because it was the Raiders. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to belittle the effort that we saw. And by the way, you know, you got to give the defense credit too. So it's not, again, it's not just about one guy. I said that when it was Gabriel. Say that when it's Sanders, and I'll say that no matter who the quarterback.
Andy, if it was about one guy yesterday, it was about Miles.
True.
You know, and that's to take nothing away from Shador and the offense, but the defense had 10 sacks. 10 sacks, folks. That was stunning. Edward is driving around. Hi, Edward.
Welcome. Hey, man.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, a couple questions. Jeff, I'll back up what you said about Shador and the coaches. Maybe if he comes out and starts playing good, maybe we got to give the credit to the coaches for holding him back and kind of teaching him a few things. Whereas if he would have started, you know, went out, played earlier, maybe he wasn't quite ready. And so maybe the coaching staff did what was right by holding him back.
I know, Edward, there have been rookie quarterbacks, young quarterbacks here before that I wish they had given a little more time to before they threw him out there. And so I don't know if that's the case with Shador. All I know is his first start went well. So let's just go ahead and say, all right, good. Yep. It was good for him to have a chance to look.
And secondly, I don't care about either quarterback. You know, I was hoping both of them would be real good so we'd have our starter for years and a great backup. And then going into the draft this next year, we wouldn't have to look for a quarterback. But Shador, he looked okay. He didn't really impress me yesterday. You take away the screen pass for a touchdown, he's under 150 yards. You take away that pass, one good pass to Bond, and he's under 100 yards for the day.
Yeah, but you can't take things away, Edward.
You can't take them away. They happened. I mean, it's not like...
If you count the numbers.
You know, if I didn't have those two fumbles in that one game, we would have won. You know, those are
two plays.
I'm telling you, you drive yourself crazy, you start doing that.
Yeah, but it's not like all day long he was hitting 20, 30 yards passes all day long.
He did what they asked him to do and probably a little bit more. And
yeah.
Seriously, that's all we want, right? Go win a football game, and they did.
Yeah, I mean, he did okay. You know, I wasn't super impressed. He doesn't, you know, yet. I'm hoping he is. I'm not against him, but I'm hoping he does good. And then, even that pass to Bond wasn't picture perfect.
I don't know, Edward. That one was pretty slick.
It was nice.
That was a nice play. Rolling. What I loved about it is he threw it with absolute disregard for anything other than I want to make a play.
Yep.
And that was beautiful.
It was cool.
That's the way you're supposed to do that. White helmets, yay or nay?
Nay, I didn't like it at first. Maybe it kind of grew on me. If they win, I want them to wear them for the rest of the season. So keep wearing what you're wearing. I don't like it, but they won, so I'm sticking with that same color scheme for the rest of the year if I can.
They're not.
I'm just saying.
They look like the Miami Hurricanes running out on the field.
Yeah, and if you had a TV that didn't have perfect color, they looked like LSU for a second, too.
LSU?
I thought
you were looking at a bad TV looked yellow.
It looked a little, it didn't look 100%. I don't know. Just saying. The white jerseys kind of look like LSU's white jerseys.
Mario, white helmets, yay or nay?
What's going on, Andy and Jeff? What's going on?
Hey.
What'd you think of the white helmets,
Mario?
What'd
you think of the unis first?
I like them. Like them because this team needs change. I like them. So I'm with you, Andy. Let's keep them 2 weeks.
They look like the Canes.
Keep them till we lose. Yeah. Wear them till we lose. I'm good with that.
I don't mind.
And also I actually got keratoconus, eye condition, and I didn't see purple or whatever. So somebody's TV was horrible.
Yeah, I was looking at a bad TV. Or maybe I just have bad eyes.
Hope not.
So with that being said, I don't want to be the party pooper. I was a big Shador guy out the gate, but I'm a Browns fan, so I support whoever take to him and Dylan. I still don't get his name right, but yeah, Gabriel. Thing is this, I wasn't impressed by Shador. The pass was excellent, but I wasn't impressed, man. I feel like if Geno Smith wasn't running for his life, and let's say the defense had a mediocre game, I think we'd be talking about a different thing here. The defense was so excellent, I think it kind of, and you know what we know Miles is on the cusp to do, we kind of, we let Shador slide, but I wasn't impressed, man. It was what I thought it was. Like, he shows sparks. We know the ceiling is higher, but I'm not ready to drink the Kool-Aid. I do want to see him against the 49ers, and because that's the defense over there. It's not the Raiders. And let's see what he do, but I haven't drunk the Kool-Aid yet. I'm like, okay, let's give it one more go and let's see. But I'm not going to count.
You want to see more. I think Jeff and I said the same thing. I think that's a fair and balanced kind of way to be about
it. He played well enough, Mario, that I think he deserves to play this coming week.
One quick thing. You said no takeaway. Don't take away. But let's be clear. You don't get that screen. And I know we can would have, could have, but give.
I can do that in every game to almost every team. And so can you. You can do that.
Yeah.
I can. The first, I'm going to respect my elders because you guys have been on TV since I was a youngster. But with that being said.
Thanks, Mario.
Yeah, let's go, Brown. Let's
all right. Hey, and Mario, let me bounce one thing off you. How about Dylan Sampson splitting the seam and taking off for 66?
I like him.
That was pretty
good. I really
like
that. I wish I was. He reminded me like one of them old running backs like Dave Meggett. Like the third down back when they used to come out and, you know, throw it to him.
Nice call.
Wait a minute. Respect your elders. Dude, you're in our wheelhouse. Don't start with us.
You're
on
dropping
that.
Dave Meggett on us. You're not exactly 25, Mario.
Absolutely not. I didn't say I was a young man. I just said you guys are my elders.
All right, Mario.
Yeah,
thank
like
you.
We graduated in 86, you graduated in 87. That's probably where you're going. Right?
Remember after last week, one of my thoughts that it drove me nuts was, hey, look, there's Dylan Sampson. And he just had one carry, and he went for 19 yards.
Yes.
And he didn't get the ball again.
I know. He only said that 100 times last week.
Well, you know what I want, Andy? I want an offense that has multiple weapons. Quinshon's terrific. I like Quinshon. You like Quinshon. Doesn't mean he has to be the only running back you use.
Yeah.
And now he did get, you know, he was spent some time in the old medical tent. What if the team didn't have blue that day and the tent was green? By the way, anyhow, he spent some time in the tent and Dylan had to play a little bit more, but put them out there together, figure something out. Line one, you know, and not all the time, but it's just nice to be able to have weapons on the offense because by God, does this team need them?
Yeah. You know what I want? I'll end up getting nothing anyway. So what's the difference? Keep going.
Why?
I'm just kidding. It's Caddyshack.
Oh. And you'll like it?
Well, no, you kept saying, you know what I want? I want a cheeseburger.
They threw a pass to Malachi Corley.
Yeah. He didn't run it. It wasn't an end around.
It was Corley. Matt, yesterday, we're sitting there and we're watching the game together. And because Andy wasn't, you know, Andy wouldn't come and sit with us. Dan,
it's not. Oh, my God. Dan, am I really going to have to take
in
this?
The studio by himself.
So normally.
I didn't even realize he was here.
Do you want me to go behind the scenes on this?
I didn't even
no?
realize the dude was here.
Yes, you did. You
no,
knew
I
was here.
No, I didn't. When I walked back, I knew you were here, you know, the beginning of the game.
Yeah, I'm always
and
here.
And then I thought you took off and you went and watched it somewhere else. And then I walked past somewhere around halftime and I look and you're sitting in here.
I was
yourself.
In the studio.
Not hanging out with your buddy Jeff.
It's not.
Not hanging out with your buddy Dan. Not teaching the young kids, Jax and Matt. No.
I'm Andy. I'm sitting by myself.
Oh, okay. You're the man. I was watching multiple games and I wanted to concentrate.
Oh.
So. So I roll, man. Sometimes you just got to be solo so
that's
you can focus and concentrate and be able to be interactive on a Browns Therapy Victory Monday.
It felt very Michael Stanley back in the day. When Michael used to come into the studio, everybody had like 15 minutes with Michael where he'd say hi and shoot the breeze with you for a little bit, and then he'd move on to the next person and go sit in the studio. And Andy's taking up the Michael Stanley role around
fourth
here.
Quarter,
the
Andy finally had
15
something.
Minutes.
Fourth quarter, Andy finally had something to share with us, and he came into our little room, and I said, oh,
nice of you to join
look
us.
He's graced us with his presence.
You guys all, we all have a rhythm before we do some of these shows, right? And you want to make sure you stay in your rhythm. And
that's a valid point. I'm just having fun.
Oh, I know you are, but I'm going to admit there are sometimes when you're trying to focus on a show and somebody wants to talk to you about how they had a great cheeseburger the night before or soup or something like that, and you're like, Do you mind? I still have a little more writing to do here, and I just want to make sure that I'm focused so I know exactly what I'm talking
about. Can I tell you one thing?
Sure.
I shouldn't do this.
Oh, you're going to help me?
It's only you and me, Tom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's great.
I sit back there, you know, in our little room.
Yeah.
And I get the young guys.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to ask them, hey, fellas, you know we are working here.
Well, I mean, it'd be one thing if we were at a sports bar, and that would be fine.
Exactly.
But sometimes it feels like you're in a sports bar back there. So
that's exactly
I can deal with one-on-one conversation while it's going on. I can't do six. It's not like the holidays coming up. You know you got to be able to handle like four or five conversations at the same time and be interactive in all of them.
And all of them will be about Shador and the Browns.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.